Wanna try out a buzzer?
Sure. That's a doorbell, alright.
Yeah. Okay, so this is Gabriel, number 7038. Okay, so do you know your alphabet? Yeah.
You already know that answer.
That's a silly question. You know your alphabet. Alright, so this activity is going to be pretty easy for you. So we're going to go through each letter, and you're going to tell me the letter, and then what picture you see, and then you're going to think of your own word that starts with that same letter. Okay, so here's your first one. What's it say?
Well, my first word says, well, the picture says apple, and the letter is A.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of another A word?
Airplane.
Nice. How about this one?
Oh, that's a little B, and that's a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. Bazooka.
Nice. How about this one?
C, cookies, cook.
Nice.
D, duck, demon. it's E and elephant, Olympics.
Let's try a different word. Can you think of a different word?
Let's see. Experience.
Yeah. Good job.
Well, that's F for fish, finish.
Mm-hmm.
G for guitar. Gather. Mm-hmm. H for house, horse. I for ice cream. J for juice, Jaguar. K for key, Wow, find a word for K is hard.
Think of maybe an animal that starts with K. The animal I'm thinking of, they keep their babies in their pouches and they jump around a lot. And at the zoo.
Oh, like kangaroo?
Yeah, good job. Okay, with this one.
L leaf. Leaving. M, monkey, money. N, nose, knock.
Good job.
O for orange, octopus.
Good job.
P, plate, plane. Q, that's the duck and queen.
Mm-hmm. He's saying quack.
All for red. Reddle.
Mm-hmm.
S for spider. About south.
Mm-hmm.
Tea table. Taco. U umbrella. Unravel.
Mm-hmm.
V vacuum. Violin.
Job.
W watch. Watching.
Good job.
X-ray. Xylophone.
Good job.
Y, yogurt, yo-yo.
Mm-hmm.
Z, zebra,
Have you ever seen a zebra before?
I've seen a zebra.
A what?
A zebra.
Where do you think you could see a zebra?
Like maybe Africa, but I've seen a zebra, which is kind of like a zebra, but with antlers.
Oh, okay. Well, you could also see a zebra at a zoo, and that starts with Z too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome job. Can you go ahead and hit a buzzer for me again?
Fine.
Great job. So for our next activity, we're gonna go through numbers.
Really?
Yeah. What's this first one?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 2, 3. Are we going to 104?
We'll have to see when we go to
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You gotta wait until the number comes up.
Fine.
Because what if it changes? It could change. Okay.
Only
so what's this
one? She turns it.
1.
What number is that?
8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20.
What happened?
I skipped by 5.
Yeah, good job. What do you think the next one will be?
Probably 25 if you're following the power. 25.
Good job.
Probably 30.
What do you think the next one
40.
Is?
40.
Okay, what happened
now
that time?
It just went by 10.
Good job.
50. 60. 70. 80. 90. 100. 200.
What happened
it's
that
gone
time?
By 100.
Good job.
500.
Wow, how many did that skip?
Wait, so we were at 200 last time.
Mm-hmm.
300.
Wow, good job.
That's a lot.
You're really good at math.
1,000, that skipped 800. Well, I mean 500.
Yeah, good job. Oh, now here's some addition. So can you read everything on this page for
me? So 9 plus 7, that equals, let's see. 9 plus 7. So, 16.
Good job. Now try this one. What does it say?
19, 18.
Good job. So can you read that for me?
19 now? Minus 1.
Good job.
6 times 3.
Do you know multiplication?
Well, I know what 8 times 7 is, and I know what 8 times 8 is.
That's pretty good. Do you know 6 times 3? It's okay.
Wait, so you count 6 3 times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 6 times 6, 6 plus 6, 12, 13, 14, 15, 18.
Good job, that was really good. Now here's division. Do you know division?
I only know, well, like 2, basically.
Can you just read it on the page for me?
Well, it's 21 division by 3.
Yeah, and that would equal 7.
Well, all I get on my calculator is 0 point something point something point something point something, which gives me nothing.
All right, can you hit another buzzer for me? We're going to do the next activity. Ooh, awesome.
That's like a bell.
All right, so for this activity, we're going to be looking at some pictures. All right. What would you call this?
It's a shoe.
Yeah.
It's a sneaker. That's two sneakers.
Yeah. Well, we're going to call it a shoe, so what would two?
Two shoes.
Yeah.
That looks like a piece of wood.
We're going to call it a rib. Can you say that?
A rib.
Mm-hmm. And you have
two ribs.
Good job.
A lamp.
We're going to call it a light.
A light. Two lights.
Awesome.
A bell.
Mm-hmm.
Two bells.
Great.
Tape.
We're going to call
it a yacht.
What's
a tape holder? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two yacht.
Great job.
A bunk bed or is that a crib?
It's a crib.
Crib. Two cribs.
Awesome.
That looks like something. Is that like, I don't care that. What?
Yeah, we're going to call it a pint. Can you say that?
Pint.
Awesome.
Two pipes. That is like a, that like a rock or something with things
coming
out of it.
It looks pretty weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We're gonna call it a foo.
A foon.
Foo, just foo.
Foo. Two foo.
Awesome.
That looks like a marble set.
We're gonna call it a kel.
Kel. Two kel. A rock.
Yeah.
Two rock. Like, is that a duster?
I'm gonna call it a dub.
A dub. Two dub. That reminds me of a dub shotgun.
Would you say two dub? Or?
Yeah, two dubs.
Two dubs.
One, a slide.
Mm-hmm.
Two slides. That looks so weird.
Yeah.
It looks like, looks like a soccer ball, but smashed with, but like hit, like punched by John Johnson with his own arm.
We're gonna call it a skack.
Skack. Skack. Two skacks. A bag.
Mm-hmm.
Two bags.
Yeah.
A toy boat.
We're gonna call it a ship.
A ship. Two ships. A mug.
We're gonna call it a cup.
Two cups.
Good job.
Is that a peanut butter? Well, never mind, sandwich.
We're gonna call it a snack.
A snack. Two snacks. Okay, this looks like something you dust around with. For some
yeah,
reason.
We're gonna call it a yak.
A yak. Two yaks.
This one's called a mip.
A mip. Two mip. And that looks like a toy something. It looks like a toy donut with sprinkles.
Yeah. We're going to call it a smide. Can you say that?
Smide. Two smides.
Awesome.
A shoe.
We're back to the beginning. Awesome. You finished that activity. Can you go ahead and hit another buzzer for me? Alright, this next one's gonna be really fun. We're gonna look at some cool pictures. So what can you see in this picture?
I love to see a boy on a boat with a lion on a pond.
Mm-hmm.
With some leaves, some fish, and some lily pads, and some water, and some hail. And some rocks, and some flowers, and some black lines, and some white.
Where do you think they're going? Where do you think he's going on his boat?
To the end of the world. Just kidding. Maybe to the other side of the park. Dumb.
Do you think he's friends with the lion?
Definitely. Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's look at the next one. What's he doing?
I see a boat. Well, I see a boy like daydreaming or something. Yeah, he's daydreaming. And there's a fish in his room and there are black lines and everyone's black and white and there's a sock, and there's some toy cars, and there's a paper airplane. Well, like a paper airplane, not the paper airplane.
Mm-hmm.
There's something called a paper airplane, which it actually looks like a paper, like an airplane.
Yeah, they're really cool. What do you think he wants to be when he's older?
Like someone who flies. The paper airplanes are so hard. Like, mm-hmm. There's like one person out of like 500 who can make it.
Have you ever made one?
No, I'm very bad, but my friend Garrett can make it. But Big Mouth is the hardest. Not
yeah.
even my friend Garrett can do it. He's like very good.
Wow.
He's better like than anyone in our school.
Really?
He's like the best in our school.
That is pretty cool. Do you know what you want to be when you're older?
No.
No, that's okay. You got plenty of time.
Well, in the military, fine.
Alright, let's look at the next one. What's she doing?
She is looking at a light bulb and everything's in black and white. Mm-hmm. And she has actual shoes on, and there's a mouse right next to her, and then there's an elephant holding a book, and the elephant is holding a pencil, and then there's another mouse right there, and she's like very small, and she has some lab clothes, and she's wearing glasses, and she has paper in her hands, and there's an elephant. Well, which actually I don't think is an elephant. And then there's a clock, and then there's black and white, and then there's some books, and then I'm done.
What do you think she's doing in this room?
She's looking at a light bulb.
She's doing science?
Sure.
Yeah, you're doing science right now. Just for me. Okay, let's look at the next one.
The girl trying to put a giant on this, I don't know what that's called.
It's a radish.
Radish in the floor, mm-hmm. In the ground, in the dirt. And she's a farmer.
What are these little guys hanging out?
Leaf.
This guy. It's like a
snail.
Yeah, it's a snail. Where do you think she's putting this radish? Do you think she's at like a farm or something, or a garden?
Yeah. She's in a farm. Mm-hmm. You could say it was a garden, but since like only farms have this stuff, because they have to have big stuff.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you notice about this picture?
Everything's black and white for some reason.
Oh, we're all done with that activity. Can you hit another buzzer for me?
That's the last buzzer.
Good job.
Well, that was weird.
Right, so this next activity, we're going to be reading.
How many activities do we have?
Only a couple more. You're almost here. You're doing a great job.
That's a lot.
Okay. So can you try to read this page for me? Here, can you see it okay?
When I grow up, what will I be? Maybe I will be a police officer, just like my hero officer,
Hernandez.
Whoa, works hard to keep people safe. Last year, when someone broke into our house, Officer Hernandez came to make sure we were safe. He found the people that broke in and took them to jail. When I grow up, I want to help people just like Officer Hernandez does. When I grow up, what will I be? Maybe I will be a doctor just like my hero, Dr. Ali. Doctor. Work hard to keep people well. Last year, when Pop got very sick, she helped him get better. I grow up when I grow up, I want to help people just like Dr. Ali does. When I grow up, what will I be? Maybe I will be a teacher just like my hero, Mr.
Hawkins
helped me learn how to read, and now I can read by myself. When I grow up, I want to help people will read just like Mr. Hawkins does. Hawkins does. When I grow up, what will I be? Maybe I will be a police officer, or doctor, or teacher, or maybe all three. I know I will have to study hard, and I hope I am a hero to someone just like me. What will I be? I will know someday. Right now I am a kid, and I will go outside to play.
Awesome job. So good.
You did such a great job reading that. Do you want to read another one? No, are you sure? Okay.
We can move on. You did so good that time. All right, can you hit another buzzer for me?
I just hit two.
You can hit all four if you want. Wow, good job. All right, this next one, you're going to tell me how you do the things that are happening in the picture. So what's he doing?
Brushing teeth.
Can you tell me how you would do that?
Same way. I'd mostly brush like up here and here.
But before you start brushing, what do? The very first thing you do with your toothbrush?
Take your toothpick, obviously, and put the toothpick on your toothbrush, and you like put water on the toothpaste in the brush.
Yeah.
Then you brush your teeth.
Good job. When do you usually brush your teeth?
Well, I go to bed like at 8, so, well, like 8 or 7.
Do you do it in the morning, too?
Well, maybe 4 sometimes.
Awesome. What's he doing?
Except I have to be very careful on this tooth right here, because it'll fall out very soon, and this one.
You about to lose a tooth?
Yeah.
That's exciting. Have you lost a tooth before yet?
Lost only two, these ones.
Oh, cool.
Or it was these ones. Oh, yeah, it was these ones.
Did the tooth fairy come?
No, it was these ones. Yeah. $100.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. All right, let's try to look at this next picture. What's he
washing
doing?
Hands.
When do you wash your hands? How do you do it?
Every time I eat, I wash my hands.
Mm-hmm. Can you walk me through how you do it? How do you wash your hands?
Put soap on my hand, turn on the faucet, and do this.
Nice. Let's look at the next one.
Okay, tie shoelace.
Do you know how to tie your shoes?
Sadly, no.
What kind of shoes do you wear?
Some like these. Mm-hmm. That's it.
How do you put on those shoes?
like this. You
can
just
you
do
use your words and explain it?
Well, you can, you just, well, you just put the strap, like, put the strap right here. But make sure this thing doesn't get inside your shoe because that will, like, not be comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, those are your favorite shoes, or do you have a favorite pair?
I don't know. I think these are, like, my favorite pair.
Yeah, they're pretty cool shoes. What's she doing?
Pouring cereal.
How do you pour your cereal?
I just, well, I don't really pour it. I just, well, I do. I just take the bag out, throw the box on the floor, then, like, do this.
Are you pouring it on the table, or are you putting it in something?
Like a bowl.
A bowl?
Or a container. Or a plate.
And then do you put anything after the cereal, or do you just eat cereal?
I just eat cereal.
No milk?
Well, I drink milk. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Do you have a favorite cereal?
Let me think. Cocoa Puffs.
Those are pretty cool.
I'd say Cocoa Puffs and Lucky Charms.
Those are my favorites too.
Lucky isn't very lucky though.
Why not?
I don't know. He's just not very lucky. I dream sometimes of him saying Lucky Charms in a video, and then he falls and skins his knee, and then he falls into a ditch, and then no one can see him. And then someone throws a grenade into there, and then the whole screen blows up, and then you can't see anyone.
Wow, that's
like,
a pretty
crazy
dream.
The TV, like, screen just goes black, and then it keeps saying, you got one, you had to. 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then the whole, like every single TV explodes, and no one ran away for some reason except me and like all my friends and stuff, and only like there were like maybe 1,000 survivors because everyone was so close to it, they were standing right in front of it, so it blew their heads off. Because there was dynamite in the TV for some weird reason.
That's crazy. And you dreamed that whole thing? Wow. I'm impressed.
I have very crazy dreams. Like when this guy fell into a real ditch. And this guy fell into a ditch, and then like this girl with a golden gun, I think, shot him or stabbed him in the back. And then I saw like Ron and Chris from Wildcraft just driving in like a car, like a Jeep. And then I found myself stuck in the ditch, and then I woke up, and then I came all the way here, and then I told you the story.
That's so cool. Wow.
That's I have cool. Weird dreams, like the military was attacking me.
Wow.
It's true.
That's a pretty wild dream.
That guy putting on some clothes.
Mm-hmm. How do you put on your clothes?
Put them on the same way he does.
Can you tell me more about it?
Well, I like to get my shirt, like put it on like this, and put my, when it's inside out, just grab it and then like pull it out. And then I just put it on.
Mm-hmm. Do you do the same thing for your pants and your socks?
Well, for my socks, I just do that. And if I can stretch my socks like these ones, I can do this.
Oh, wow.
Which I really like to do.
It's pretty cool.
And that's how I put on clothes, my pants, as no. Like,
do you have a favorite pair of clothes? Like a favorite outfit you like to wear?
Only, well, if something's comfortable, like everything that's comfortable, I'll take.
Same with me.
Basically.
What's she doing?
Putting frosting on some cupcakes. But how do you eat cupcakes? Are they cups or are they cakes?
How have you eaten your cupcakes?
Or are they a cup and a cake? a cake, like in the cup. Somehow you fit it in there, if anyone can.
Have you ever made cupcakes before?
I think one time.
One time? Do you remember how you did it that one time?
Just put frosting on the thing. Well, you bake the thing. And when your mom's not looking, you quickly take a bite so you can taste it. And then when you're done with the frosting and stuff, you eat, you drink half of the frosting, like you like slip it up. And when you're putting on the frosting, you just go like, and then you put a ginormous, like squeeze half of the bottle on top.
Wow, this sounds like a lot of frosting on your cupcakes. Is the frosting your favorite part?
Yes.
What flavor did you use?
I mostly use like the cinnamon kind of flavor.
Oh.
Like the cinnamon buns that I ate this morning, like I ate 5 or 7 of them.
Oh, wow.
And my brother ate like 5 or 4 and my dad like ate 1 or 2.
Sound pretty yummy.
They're good. Mm-hmm. My dad made them himself.
How about this picture? What's going on?
Painting.
Do you know how to paint? How would you paint this picture?
It's a picture of the sun. Just me holding a ginormous paintbrush.
What color paint would you use?
Yellow.
Yellow? What would you paint if you were painting something?
Let's say I'm painting my hand.
My hand?
I'll just do this.
So you trace your hand?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty smart way.
And then, if it wasn't very nice, I would probably scribble it up with my paint and then connect the paint little trail to another paint little paper. And on that paper, there would be a dynamite so we could blow my hand up if it wasn't good enough.
Oh my god.
Because the actual wire isn't like what my hand color is. It's actually black because that's what black like dynamite thing looks like.
Wow.
And it blows up.
That's a crazy painting. What's he doing?
Putting on a seatbelt.
Do you know how to put on your seatbelt?
Yeah. You just take that. Now, like, put it here, and then just buckle it in. And to take it out, press the red thing.
Yeah. When do you wear a seatbelt?
Every time I go on a weird call. Mm-hmm. Every time I go on a call.
Yeah. What's she doing in this picture?
Well, just feeding a baby doll.
Do you know how to do that? How would you feed a bear?
I would never do it for some reason.
You would never do it?
If it was real, I would.
How would you do it? What would you feed them?
I would just feed it some meat.
Meat?
You know, the weirdest thing is, for some reason, I don't know why the girls never, like, in my school, never get some Snap Patch doll. It consumes little, like, plastic things.
Oh, interesting.
And, like, puts them into a backpack. But it got took off the shelf because little fingers that got stuck got crushed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was took off the shelf.
They have to go, so just have one buzzer and we'll finish up. Okay. Could you hit one last buzzer for me and then we'll be all done. So.